Lexi, we are live.
Hey.
How are you?
We made it.
Yes. We are.
I hear you. I see you. This is good. You hear me. You see me. Do you need me to turn landscape? I'm on portrait right now.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Okay. How are you, John?
I'm fantastic.
That's awesome.
I'm fantastic. The sun is out here in Nashville, Tennessee. We're talking about managing music for media. This is going to be a great one.
Yeah, I'm excited. I got a couple questions from people who they said that they wouldn't be able to make that live itself, but I was like, well, no worries. We're going to post it, but I still can ask your question in the live for that, so that everybody who needs the answer, you know, will have it. So,
Let me do this, Lexi, before we start, let me share this over to the group.
Cool.
Hang with us. Everybody, we are taking care of some technical stuff here.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm going live on Facebook. So, I went live on Instagram just to let people know we were going live on Facebook. And I did mention that, like, this is our first time doing this. So bear with us.
Love it. So Lexi, what tell us about what you want to talk about here today while I do this.
Pretty much we've mentioned before that we're hosting a training for music supervisors and those who want to get more into sync from the buy side of things. And that training is called the Sync School, for those of you who don't know.
And the buy side? When you say buy side, what does that mean?
So the person who's actually in charge of the licensing and the actual going out and getting the music that is needed for the client and stuff like that. So you're not necessarily creating the music yourself, unless it's like a re-record or something like that. But
they're managing the music for the project.
Right, exactly. Right. They're the ones in charge of making sure that everything went smoothly and legally and all that stuff like that. So we just wanted to make sure that the questions associated with such a big spectrum of a training has been covered, because we want to make sure that the clarity is there and making sure that everybody understands what they're getting into to start. Because there's a lot to cover. Course runs for 5 days. It's a week long Monday through Friday course. So it's definitely important to make sure that you know what's going on beforehand. Have a good schedule in mind for what we're going to cover. I mean, I know it's online, and there's the link that is in a bio somewhere. It's probably in the group somewhere that explains, you know, in written detail how everything works, but it's always good to reiterate stuff like that, because you want to make sure that everybody's on the same page. So much what this was for.
Yeah, that's perfect. And I spoke with Lionel yesterday from the Sync Lodge, and he's going to be sponsoring 2 free tickets. We hadn't even talked about this yet. So
sweet. Okay. Yeah, this is news to me.
So there is a sign up section on the bottom of the link here that you can sign up for 2 free tickets to the Sync School, Managing Music and Media. Lionel Lodge from the Sync Lodge has a great technology platform that he wanted to sponsor and help 2 deserving individuals kind of join us on the training for free. So it's about a $400 value that he's been kind to sponsor for everybody. So
that's awesome.
It really is. So if you want to sign up for 2 free tickets, you can do that on the bottom. I think it's at the very bottom of the link. And we'll be giving away those end of next week.
Sweet. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. Really, okay, cool. Thank you, Lionel.
Yay, Lionel.
I know the last time I spoke with him about he's going to be a guest for one of the days that we're doing, working on SaaS tools. So that's pretty exciting. I know that that wasn't originally in the plan, but I kind of came up with the idea and I was like, you know what, let me reach out to him, see what he's see what his availability is. And he said, yes, he's really excited. And to hear this now, I'm like, yeah, he's really excited. So that's really cool.
Yeah. It's going to be a good week. Should we kind of step through some of the topics, Lexi, of what we're going to be talking about?
Yeah, we can do that. We can, let's see, do we have a chat here? Okay. I was going to check something. I was going to check on Facebook to see if we had a chat, but I don't know if I leave this, if it'll still show me or anything. So I don't want to touch anything.
Yeah.
I'll just pull it up on my laptop. I have it close by.
I swear we have like five computers here and they're each doing something different. It's
We're
living in the future. That's what this is. So I guess, Lexi, the overarching theme of the Sync School Managing Music for Media is to give up and coming supervisors a way to manage their projects and to understand all the moving parts. So as we've been kind of organizing this, each day has a theme that is integral to understanding supervision, licensing, negotiations, etc. So day one, we're going to be talking about how music works, who's who in the sync ecosystem. We're going to be talking about the stakeholders, their pain points, and really just understanding and managing the music part of music supervision.
Really, that's definitely a good start.
Setting the foundation for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then each day we're going to have projects, collaborative projects that everybody on the training will have the choice. They can either do it alone or they can do it together. That kind of corresponds with the day's theme. So there's mm-hmm. five different projects that everybody's going to be doing and they're really fun. It's the whole week is going to be a lot of work and a lot of information, but a lot of fun at the same time. Mm-hmm. So that's how each day is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then module two, day two, is deal review. So we're going to be what's called doing a teardown of some licenses and some supervision projects we've worked on over the years. So in this section, I think it's important to say too that we need to be we don't want to share, this is kind of a closed group, so we don't want to share this information out with everybody. It's just for the people on the training. So we're going to be looking at some private agreements and memos that we need to operate in confidence within the group
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
Deal review is day two. We're going to be talking about the 20 questions document that gets everybody aligned. Looking at legal agreements, we're going to be looking at negotiations, offers, and long-form legal agreements.
Speaking of that 20 questions document, I know I haven't brought it up much on social media just yet because we're in the midst of so many other things, but we actually just released a new help desk episode where we go into detail about that 20 questions document. And we also made it downloadable so that you guys can access it if you want to include it into your own workflows. So that video will kind of go into detail about that document, but then the training will really hone in on the use of it and actually how it's been used in, you know, past experiences.
It's an important document, whether you're on the buy side or the sell side, whether you're licensing your music or whether you're the licensee or the licensor for that music. So you definitely want to grab that 20 questions document because it eliminates the variables. It really gets everybody just super hyper focused on what the deal is, you know, no secrets and no surprises, as we say often.
Exactly.
So that's day two, deal review. We're going to put on our lawyer hats and really, deep dive into legal agreements and tear down some deals that we've done in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then day three is the SaaS tools that I was talking about.
Yeah.
And I know that you mentioned that we're going to have the setup of the days is 2 hours of essentially learning and training and then 2 hours of project time.
Yeah,
so that's right. one of the hours of that learning time is going to be Lionel giving a nice little presentation on the Sync Lodge. We mentioned that he is the creator of the Sync Lodge, and it's a really cool platform. I know we did a video for the help desk going into detail about that as well, but this one we just wanted it to be a little bit more head on to certain things that were going to be talked about earlier in the training that day.
So
going into detail about all those types of things.
We're gonna talk about SaaS tools and SaaS if for people that may not know is software as a service. So some of these are free tools, some of them are paid, but we're going to just kind of step through how we work. We're going to look at some private databases that people may not be aware of, to where we research ownership, and really just talk about how we work systems, invoicing, one sheet, that kind of stuff, all the processes we use. And then, like you said, at the end of the training, Lionel's going to come on and talk about, kind of do a little training on the Sync Lodge. And will that be from the supervisor side or will that be from the content side?
We talked about doing it from the supervisor side, since that's kind of where we're, where we're headed with the training.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Well, we can see about it, because I feel like it may be beneficial to just even add like a little piece of things into
that's
the artist's perspective.
That's one of the cool things about what Lionel's building is that, you know, whether you're a music producer and you just pitch your music, you can use the Sync Lodge from that user perspective. Or if you're a supervisor licensing music, then you can use it from the buy side. So maybe we'll get him to do a little bit of both. On day three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then day four, we're going to talk about music replacement as oftentimes when you're supervising a project, the song you originally wanted, that perfect song that the producer loves and is like, oh, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't get that song. So what do you do when that happens? So one of the things that's really, we're going to be drilling down on this day is options, and more options. How do you replace music? What are the different kind of tiers of music replacement? How we've done it in the past. And really as a supervisor managing the project, you want to bring your client options. You don't want to just bring him a dead end and go, oh yeah, we didn't get Don't Stop Believing for the project.
Right.
Now we're done. You know, no, your job is to go, okay, Journey
what's
says
the next
no.
step?
Where do we go from there?
So we'll be
talking through a lot of that.
Yeah. The music replacement, like we've talked about before, is definitely really important. Because there's so many different, like we talked about before, there's different reasons why you'd run into that issue. So being able to be prepared beforehand of knowing, okay, this is why we may need to do it and this is how we do it, is definitely something that I think is going to be really important to learn from the supervisor side for sure.
Yeah. And I would, the project for that day, Lexi, is an actual project where, the filmmaker wanted a Tom Petty song, and Tom Petty, for those that don't know, is he always says no. He never licenses his music. It's kind of like the Beastie Boys in that sense. So we're going to look at an actual project that the Tom Petty estate said no, and then we had to replace it. So what we're going to do is we're going to allow all the students on the training to go through their musical database and say, okay, how would I replace this Tom Petty song with something that feels that Tom Petty vibe in that space, but isn't Tom Petty. So that'll be a fun project for everybody in the training, I think.
Yeah, I think, like you said, with having it be a specific example of something is definitely going to be good too, because it's not just like, oh, we made up these factors and we made up these numbers and things like that. It's actually, right, it's a real world example. Yeah.
These are things that we've worked on. We're going to be, it's going to be a good week for everybody on the training for sure. So that was day four, music replacement. And day five, we're going to be talking about getting hired on projects. This is nuts and bolts.
That's always good.
Right? You want to be able to work on more projects. So we're going to talk about how we work, how we communicate, what we do to people who maybe are first timers or maybe they're fifth timers. You know, people, you know, have done this, filmmakers have done this 50 times and they're experts and they understand it and they get it. Or maybe they're a first time filmmaker doing a film festival tour. So we're going to talk about how to speak to filmmakers and ad executives in a way that really builds integrity, builds clarity, and really helps them understand that you're the person for the project. It's all about becoming hireable.
Right. Because at the end of the day, that's the whole goal, right? That's what we're trying to do. You know, we're learning all these skills and all these techniques so that we can then use them in the real world and apply them. Exactly. Yeah,
that's where it all starts. You know, we talk about it as solving the right problem for the right person in the right way. Like the person we are serving is the filmmaker, right? And they've birthed this film. They've worked on it for years, and now they're moving into the music mode of their film. So they have done a shit ton of heavy lifting to get that film made. And now they're like, oh my goodness, I don't know anything about music. How do we get this handled? So oftentimes that's where we get brought in and how supervisors get brought in. So we're going to be talking about solving the right problem for the right person, working with filmmakers, networks, ad agencies, in a way that really clarifies what you do as a supervisor.
Yeah. And this is a really important day, like we already established, for a lot of different reasons. But I know for me personally, I'm really excited about this day because I feel like it really like reins it all in, you know, it really brings it all together to where every day is leading into the next piece of learning, so that when you get to the higher day, it's like, oh, okay, I can see how we got here. You know what I mean?
This is nuts and bolts, right? This is about, you know, it's like when somebody calls a plumber and their toilet is overflowing, they need to get that toilet fixed ASAP. And oftentimes people will have shot the video to the song. They've done all the work and now they're like, oh crap, we've got to clear the music for that piece. So sometimes it's like being a plumber. They just need you to go in and fix it and make that pain point go away. So that'll be a fun day.
John, quick question for you. I'm looking at the live post on the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. So it's on the Facebook group, the live, but it's not, on the live, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to push it out there after we get done.
Sorry about that, guys. Like I said, we're still figuring out this Facebook Live situation, but no worries. The
We'll put it on there. We'll share it there as soon as we get off.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I did want to go into a couple of the questions that I got from people. Yeah. Since we have about 10 more minutes left, there's someone who was trying to get in and that they told me that it wasn't showing up properly. So I'm going to see if I can add them to the group itself. That way they can, be present.
Yeah. Apologies for the technical, stuff, everybody. We're getting it sorted.
Yeah. But that is the fun part about being live. Hopefully I can find you. But yeah, one of the questions that I can ask while I do this, John, yeah. Someone was asking if you thought this was a training for like beginners, for more advanced, or if it's like a combination of both, where would you say it falls?
This is maybe for somebody who's managed a project. I think of you, Lexi, like you've managed a couple of projects that have turned into, pardon the French, but they kind of imploded on you. They were shit shows. The producer didn't know how to interface with a music supervisor. So this is maybe for somebody who wants to get into music supervision or has done a couple projects and really wants to fill the gaps in their understanding and their knowledge in a way that moves them forward and that they can interact with an ad agency or a filmmaker with clarity that they can manage the project for them. They want to be bulletproof. And that's really where the training comes from, is like getting bulletproof on managing music for media. So it's not, I would say beginning to middle, it's not super, super advanced. Like we're not going to be in the weeds. We really need to lay that foundation first. So this is about that beginner to middle experienced person. But yeah. I want them to be confident that they will be bulletproof in speaking clearly to all the parts of music supervision by the end, by the end of the week. That's the net that people will come out of this training with. They won't.
Yeah, I think that's a good.
Or questioning their own abilities. They will know how to research songs, how to interface with clients, how to manage their music, how to manage the project, how to handle licensing. I mean, all those components, all the gaps will be filled after the week, if that makes sense.
Because
there's some stuff that's very, like if you haven't done this a lot, you're just not going to know how to do a deal memo, right?
Right.
Newbies will just go, oh, sure, yeah, well, I'll do it for free. But that deal memo brings credibility and it eliminates all the variables for yourself, the filmmaker, the rights holders. So it really speaks to professionality. You professionalized it in a way that is like, oh, this person's done it before. They're not a newbie. So those are some of the tools that we're going to be giving the students and teaching the students.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good way to answer that for sure. Because I know the person who asked the question, she is obviously like most people are just getting started, but I don't think that she has like a whole bunch of insider knowledge,
okay. That's what we're here for. And the net for the students, Lexi, is to put on your work boots, get ready to work and get ready to have fun. That's what we're expecting from students, right? We're going to cover a lot of stuff, but we're going to have a lot of fun in the process. workshopping some things and doing some group collaborative projects. So
yeah, I think I was gonna say I'm excited for the projects for sure. And I wanted to ask you, what do you think, is there a specific day that you're most excited about or a specific project or?
Well, the first day is going to be fun, is we're going to be temping in music to some projects we've worked on. So, and what that means is that you're going to be bringing in music to these spots in the film or in an advertisement. So you're going to kind of put on your music supervisor hat and go, okay, what would I use in this spot? So that's one project we're going to be doing. And mm-hmm. at the same time, we're going to be thinking, okay, let's think about budget here. We're going to come up with three different music options. One is small, medium, and large. Okay, small budget. This is something, say, under $2,000, okay? And then the next one is a medium budget, say, $20,000 to $30,000, okay? And then the mm-hmm. next option, the third song, is going to be something that is, say, $400,000 to $500,000. So you really have to, in this project, you really have to think, okay, what is my music choice? And what is the music budget?
Right. So really getting you in the mindset to understand how to go about the process like a supervisor would.
Exactly. Exactly. So mm-hmm. that's day one. We're going to start with that. And it's not, you know, it's not all about, oh, I want to use Don't Stop Believing because it's my favorite song ever. Well, that really doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, does it actually work for the project? Is it,
does it work for the project?
Can you afford it? You know? Okay.
Exactly. And those are two of the things that are really important in any project we work on. I mean, does the music serve the scene and can we afford it? You know, so that's the first day's collaborative project that we're going to be working on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think understanding the mindset of everything is most definitely going to be something that is helpful. No, someone else asked about if there was anything they needed to do to prepare for the days. So are there any additional things you need to bring in or anything like that?
There's an email that goes out with each new registrant that has a list of 7 to 8 things that basically it's like a master link of everything that we have to get ready for the training.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll receive that. But it's pretty minimal. It's just, you know, there's a questionnaire on there. There's a private Facebook group that you need to, you know, just kind of the basic blocking and tackling.
And the private Facebook group is where this live currently is, just for clarity's sake. If you guys meant to attend the live, just send me a message on LinkedIn and I will add you to the group so you can see the live. That way you guys can see it and then we'll go from there. Because I definitely want to be able to make sure that, you know, questions get answered and things like that.
I would say Lexi too, as part of that is like when you're thinking about music supervision, you're thinking about, I'm passionate about music. I love it. I have ideas for stuff and all that. And that's mm-hmm. great. You want to be passionate about music, but it's not only about being passionate about music. It's about solving people's problems, legal clarity.
Right. There's more that goes into it than just, I like this song.
Exactly. It's great that we're passionate about music, but this is, I'm going to assume that everybody's passionate about music. Right.
Right.
And this is about how to solve people's problems and manage the music for their film. Right. Which is sometimes your passion for music takes, it needs to take
a backseat
to, you know, negotiating with the artist or the label or the publisher. It's like there's the technical part of it that we're going to be talking about.
Yeah. And I think that that's something that I'm glad that you brought that up, because I know for me, mentors that I've had have, one of the biggest pieces of advice that they've given me is to, listen to music that you wouldn't normally listen to. That way you get out of your own comfort when it comes to music. You're not, you know, always thinking of songs that, you know, or that you like, you know, because that may not serve the project, that might not serve the client. So making sure that you are able to, you know, go a little bit outside the box, not too much, not so much outside the box that the client and the producers are all like, okay, like, where was your head? But a little bit so that they can actually understand, you know, oh, I would have never thought of this piece, but it actually does kind of work, you know, like having that sort of, headspace about the whole idea of when you're choosing music or when you're being given options, because like you said before, like not every option that someone may want is going to be beneficial, you know, in some way. It may not, they may not be able to afford it or whatever the case may be, you can't clear it. So it's always good to be able to pull something out that they may not be expecting, but will still work. And as long as you have that mindset of not getting too pigeonholed into your own music tastes, then
you're there to serve the producer.
Right. It's not your movie.
We call it building your bench. An example of that would be, we were working on a project last year for Netflix, and it was set in 1930s Germany. And we know music, we love music, but music from 1930s Germany is, I got nothing. we don't know that world. Another one was Brazil in the 40s. You know, we don't know Brazil in the 40s. But we know somebody who's an expert in Brazilian music pre-1950s. So when we talk about building a bench, it's like, we don't have to know everything, but we need to know people that know everything. So that's one of the projects we're going to be doing with building a bench, is like really assembling a group of people that can fill those gaps when you need them.
Yeah, I think that that's a project I know is going to be really helpful, because that's something that you can take anywhere, you know, you can take that with you, you know. And what was I gonna, there was something that you said about when having that person in mind to go to is something that's going to be beneficial when you're thinking about the networking day. And when we talk about, you know, the who's who, and understanding who you can go to for what purpose, and having essentially like a team behind you, you know, it's building a village for yourself, because you're not, yes, you may be the one managing the media for that project, but it takes a village sometimes, and understanding who you have in your corner.
And that's why you get hired too, because it's like you understand the moving parts, and if they're looking for somebody who can score something circa 1934 Germany, I go, you know, there's two people on my list who can do that. That's a very specific, really specific thing, right? That not everybody can do that, but there are two guys that I would go to for that. So yeah, that's building your bench. And we'll be talking about that throughout the week.
Yeah. Let's see. So I do want to just kind of reiterate again, this video will be put, the people who wanted to be involved in this video, they will be added to the group. So no need to worry about that. If you do have any questions that we didn't already cover in this, feel free to reach out either myself or John. We can definitely help you out. And if we feel like it's a question that, you know, could best serve being answered amongst the many, as opposed to just the few, we can post it in that group as well. And then you'll already be in the group to be able to see what that answer would be and things like that. So we have, two more weeks, I think, until
the start. Yeah, we start at the end of the month. What is that? We start
February. It starts the 28th, and today's the 16th.
16th, right? Yeah, so a little under 2 weeks. So
yeah.
So yeah, and I would say special thanks to everybody who's already signed up for the training. It's gonna be great to get to know you on the training and to work on all these projects with you. Special thanks to the Sync Lodge for sponsoring the two tickets we'll be giving away. If you want to sign up for the two tickets, that link should be below here somewhere.
Yeah, we'll definitely make sure that all that stuff is in order. But like John just said, I definitely appreciate all the feedback we've gotten. I know a lot of people are really excited. I'm really excited. This is the first time that I've ever been involved in something like this. So I think it's going to be really cool to be a part, and I just can't wait till the 28th.
Yep, it's going to be fun. So maybe we'll do this next week as well, Lexi, once we kind of work out the technology bugs.
Yeah. We can definitely have a Q&A part two. Yep. That will be in the correct place. Like I said, thank you so much to everyone who is supporting. But I don't want to take too much more of your time, John. I know originally we said we'd be here for 12, so yeah. I will bid you all adieu. Thank you so much, and I will hope to see you later.
Thanks, Lexi. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, John. Have a good one.